city being one for the York City operators, for using healthcare connections and people to the arts and each other. Tonight's performance of Family Strings, featuring Billy Strings and Terry Barber, is presented by Crossover Touring and City Opera House. Please join us in applauding all of our partners, sponsors, and circle donors. Donations are vital to presenting world-class events in the vibrant and historic City Opera House. This evening, we invite all of you to support what you love, your nonprofit City Opera House. At this time, please silence all mobile phones and electronic devices for the duration of the program. No flash photography or video recording, please. Again, thank you for joining us and enjoy the performance.
Well, hello there. It's good to be here. Hi. This is my dad. Yeah, we've been hanging out, picking tunes the last couple days.
It's been
nice.
Marvelous.
Thank you.
We love you too.
Thank you.
you a horn.
Well, you know, we didn't really even make a set list for these shows. We just kind of wrote down a bunch of songs that we used to sing. And, yeah. You know, so. What do you think, Dad? You got any ideas?
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, we got a lot of hecklers. We haven't even made it to Ionia yet, man.
Yeah, look off.
Just kidding.
Mother's not dead, she's only asleep. Just patiently waiting for Jesus to come. The birds will be singing while Mother lies sleeping.
Well, you guys got some good snow here.
But not too bad.
Yeah, it's great.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
Way downtown.
Sure.
All right.
Maybe I should tune.
I love you too, honey. God bless you. That's my granddaughter. Jimmy.
Papa said, Willie, don't you rap no more. Way downtown, feeling around, take me to the gym. Hold me and it's all mine, ain't no one to go my bed.
Bye Bye Blues. Doc Watson used to play this one. There's this great DVD that I have of Doc Watson and David Grisman, probably sometime in the 90s, late 90s or early 2000s, and they were on tour, kind of doing a little duo thing like this, and they would play that tune, and I used to watch that DVD all the time and just watch Doc's fingers.
It was painted
This is something that I've been wanting to do for a long time. You know, I've been kind of rip-roaring out there on the road, and I haven't made time to come back home and spend time with family and friends and stuff like that. And so this is just great, but especially to be able to play these shows with my dad and play a lot of these songs that I...
Oh, thank you, son. Oh, it's quite an honor. Sure.
It's just great, you know. I cut my teeth on a lot of these songs, and I wouldn't have really known about any of this stuff if it wasn't for this guy, you know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Love you.
Come back every month.
Jumping, hear the tape, and the cotton is high. Your pappy's rich, and your mama's good looking. Yeah. Hush, little baby. Spread out them wings and take to the sky until that day. You better hush up your cry, 'cause your mama and your daddy, honey, they stand in line.
pressure jumping.
Some honey and lemon. Your throat's gonna hurt later. It'll be worth it. Here's one that my grandma, you know, we'd go over to grandma's house to visit. Grandpa would be out in the garage working on cars. Grandma would be inside, and occasionally, it seems like almost every time we did pull out our guitars at Grandma's house, We had to play this song before we were actually allowed to leave Grandma's house. It's called The Little White Church in the Valley. One, two, three.
I'm sad.
Folks are so good and well behaved. Look at you. Just sitting there. Just being so calm, collected, beautiful, creative, like-minded people out to see some live music on a whatever today is. All right. Thank you. It feels good to be back in Trevor City. Except for that pesky bear.
Well, the preacher went out hunting, it was on one Sunday morning. Although against his religion, he took that gun along. He shot himself some mighty fine quail and one little measly head. And on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. Bear marched out in the middle of the road, right up to the preacher and seen. Preacher got so excited, he climbed up a cedar tree. The bear stepped down upon the ground, but the preacher climbed out on the limb. Cast his eyes shooting on the skies, and these words he said to him. Said, Lord, said, oh Lord, if you don't help me, I'm gonna see one awful fight. About that time, let go, and the preacher come a-tumbling down. You ought to see him getting his razor out before he hit the ground. He hit the ground, cut and right and left, and he pulled up a bear with clean fire. Then the bear hugged the preacher, and he squeezed him a little too tight. The preacher lost his razor, but the bear held on to the ground. His eyes suited on the skies, these words he said to him. He said, Lord, give me the word, and you put the lion's stand. You are a son, don't give me Jonah, from the belly of the whale, and then up the heap of children from the fire and burns, and they could put you in the fire. Now, Lord, if you don't help me, I'm going to say, won't you help that bear?
Crazy. Remember that time? There used to be this thing over in, I grew up in Ionia, and over in Muir, there was this little thing called the Maple River Strummers. We grew up right on the Maple River there, and the Maple River Strummers, and there was all these kind of older folks. It was like the VFW hall. They would play bingo there, and play bluegrass and stuff, and man, I was probably this tall, and I hung out with people that were 60 and 70 years old, and they're some of my best friends.
Yeah, they didn't have the whole floor.
I remember this one time I jumped up on the, I had to stand on a chair to reach the microphones, and I jumped up there and I was saying something, and I go, are we getting paid for this? For crying out loud?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say for crying out loud for the first time. I must have heard somebody say that. But, are we getting paid for this? For crying out loud? And everybody laughed, and isn't it crazy that...
Yeah.
Well, I'm not trying to like make light of that. I'm just saying that we would be doing this anyway, no matter where we are.
Right.
And this is kind of what we've always done, is just kind of pick tunes like this. And so it's just fun to, especially, it makes me very nostalgic from my childhood, you know, growing up playing. Playing these tunes is really strong. It's strong, potent stuff, especially for me. And so we kind of, it's almost like we let y'all into our home a little bit is what I feel like too. But
yeah,
it's cool. What was I just saying? We should do... What? Oh yeah, I got one.
Yeah.
You know, and you used to sing me and Aaron to sleep with this song. We used to live in a little house on 277 Garden Street. Yep. That house is no longer there.
No.
But the walls were paper thin, and he'd shut the ceiling fan and the TV and everything off, and he would play some little tunes like this and knock me and my brother out while we were asleep in our bedrooms down the hall.
And I knew it would. They calmed him down.
Yeah, here's one that he used to do. I'll sing it to you this time. Don't fall asleep. Thank you. Somebody say, what is that thing?
It's a mandolin.
Yeah, this is a ukulele, man.
Yeah.
This is like a beach town, right? That's what they say about these things. Is... Never had no luck, always been treated this way, boys, always been treated this way. Songs, just animals. Yell out animals.
Animal crap.
Deer. We don't know any songs about platypus.
Beaver.
Beaver. Got any beaver songs, Dad? Big outs.
Billy in the low ground with that stuff there.
Thank you.
shoulder at the gun and whistle at the dog. Shoulder at the gun and whistle at the dog. Out to the woods for to catch a brown paw. Oh, brown paw. Well, run here, Sally, with a 10-foot pole. Run here, Sally, with a 10-foot pole. Get that whistle pig out of his hole. Oh, brown paw. All over her chin. Oh, groundhog. Gonna eat up the meat and save the hide. Eat up the meat and save the hide. Best damn shoestring that ever was tied. Oh, this is one of them songs under the category of they don't write them like this anymore.
And he handed me the letter. Thank you.
His age is 7 years today. He don't know what it means to play. He's tired before he goes to sleep. This come true. So I can walk.
cemetery.
Whoever screamed that, this one's for you, buddy. Just because you had the guts. Just like a kind of a natural get together. We finish a song, he says, I got one in B, and we just go for it, and I don't even know what it is, but let's just give it a shot there, Dad.
Yeah.
the sun, I say, it's all right.
My dad right there. God bless.
Stand up, man.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you, yeah. Thank you very much.
was driving on a lonely road one dark and stormy night, when a little girl by the roadside showed up in my headlights. I stopped and she got in back, and in a shaky tone she said, "My name is Mary. Please won't you take me home?" She must have been all frightened alone there in the night. There was something strange about her. She sat so calm and silent in the back seat all alone. I never will forget the night I took Mary home. A light shone from the porch. The lady opened up the door. I asked her about the little girl that I was looking for. Inside, she gently smiled and brushed the tears away.
Thank you all so much for coming out and listening. And again, it's just a real pleasure. Pleasure and a joy to play.
You're a beautiful audience. Yeah. Good time.
Yeah. It's great to come back and play with my dad, and great to be back in Traverse City for a moment. I really consider this one of my hometowns. One of them. But I really do appreciate all the love that I received in this town a few years back. You know, and then the encouragement to kind of keep doing it. You know, a lot of you folks here in this town really encouraged me to keep on going. So just thank you, Traverse City. Thank you, Dad.
You're welcome, son.
For all them little lessons, the
yeah.
You know, the loop, swoop, and pull, the all that shit.
You're welcome. I love you.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Really taught me how to wipe my ass, man. Thank you, folks. Ah.
Tonight I'm all alone without you, my dear. It seems there's a long before you stay. I'll just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin home on the hill. Now someone has taken it from me.
little cabin home on the hill. Thank you, everybody. Give it up for my dad there, Terry Barber. Take just a touch more of this here, Andy. I meant the vocal.
Now I gotta find my pick. All right. Not their faces.
presence of a stranger.